Good morning. Welcome to all the visitors. I hope you can be blessed this morning as you worship with us. My question to you this morning is, can you trust God? Or can you trust God? We all face things in life, trials in life, to varying degrees. Some people face the frustration of dashed hopes and dreams, a business that turned sour, or a career that never developed. Still others experience the sting of injustice, the dull ache of loneliness, the stabbing pain of unexpected grief. There is the humiliation of rejection by others, and worst of all, of failure that is one's own fault. Finally, there is the despair of realizing that some difficult circumstances, a physical infirmity of your own, or perhaps a severely handicapped child, will never change. Can you trust God in these circumstances? Does He have your best in mind? It's hard to see God working when it seems like life is going upside down. But I think it's important that we trust God. If we turn to Psalm 78, verse 19, we have the children of Israel here. And, it's a psalm about them. Verse 19 to 23, 22. Yea, they spoke against God. They said, "Can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Behold, He smote the rock, that the waters gushed out, and the streams overflowed. Can He give bread also? Can He provide flesh for His people?" Therefore the Lord heard this and was wroth. So a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger also came up against Israel, because they believed not in God and trusted not in His salvation. And then it goes into all that He did for them and all the miracles that He performed mightily for them. And they did not trust God, and He was angry with them because even though they were obeying Him, they weren't trusting Him. In our situations, when we come up against the rock and the hard place and it seems God is distant and there's no road forward and we doubt God, we wonder if He has our best in mind. And we wish that we would just see God work in our life. We wish we could have something physical that we could get a hold of and be like, yeah, this God is working. We see maybe the missionaries that are serving God and their mighty works that are happening and people are getting saved and there's miracles happening. And we're like, yeah, if God could just do that in my life, I could trust God. But what about our everyday lives? We go to work, we come home, we go to bed, and it's just pretty routine. It's hard, at least for me, to see that God is there with me, that He's actually doing things for me. And a little example, I guess, first of all, about 3 years ago, I got a tick bite and got Lyme's, and God knew that. He knew that I was gonna get sick, and that that it was gonna be rough, and He allowed that in my life. And so, a couple of days ago, I was working. And everything was going wrong. I had no energy. It was freezing cold. I couldn't stay warm because I couldn't even work hard enough because
I just couldn't do anything. And I was so frustrated and angry that my life was going so wrong. And I was like, how can God say he loves me when all these things are going against me and my whole life is going wrong? How can he say my grace is sufficient for you? It seems there's no way. And I was there sitting in my little puddle and wondering what God has for me. What's the point of living? And then I kind of just prayed a little bit, like, God, if, like, I don't know, there's no hope. I'm done. And I went to cut the next tree, and just like that, one of my springs of my chainsaw broke. I'm a logger, I cut trees down. And so I couldn't cut anymore. And usually I'd be frustrating, but I didn't really want to do anything right now. And so I got to take a break. I was half a mile back in, so I got to warm up, walk out to my truck, and there was food out there. Got some, my stomach, some food, and fixed my saw and get back in. And it was one of those mornings where it's like you work forever and it was just like 8 o'clock. And it's like this day will never end. And I get back to my spot again. I look at my phone and I'm like, it's 11 o'clock, you know what? I think this is possible. And it's one of those things where God, you could say it was chance, it happens. It's not like some great thing, manna falling out of the sky and boom, you're happy. But it's the way I think God works in our lives when we look for him and when we seek him. I don't think God often chooses to work in ordinary circumstances so that we need to look to him and we need to pursue him and find how he is working in our lives. There was a preacher a while back, I was listening to this message, and he said, you know, there's people that say, like, yeah, I just don't see God in life. Like, where's God? And he's like, what do you mean? I see God everywhere I look. And when you start looking, you start seeing God working in your life. The deist would say God created the world, and he walked away and he led us here to fend for ourselves. And yeah, every now and then maybe there's a miracle. But for the most part, we're living our lives and he doesn't really do much. And we feel that God is not really, we feel this way sometimes, that God is not really involved in our everyday life, working through ordinary circumstances. But I found a really interesting quote on the providence of God. It says, God's providence is his constant care for and his absolute rule over all creation for his own glory and for the good of his people. I used to think that God did whatever glorified him the most. And that's true. But it's never separated from our good. Whatever he does for his glory is for our good. Whatever he does for our good is for his glory. It's not separated. It's together. And we can trust him because we know that it's always for our good. Let's turn to Romans 5. I'll read 1 to 5. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations, also, knowing that tribulations work with patience, patience experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So we see these tribulations do good things for us. Tribulation is working patience in our lives, patience experience, which is character, and character hope. And that when we have that hope, we have God's love in our hearts. So God doesn't take the trials away, but we wish he would sometimes. But if we allow God to work, it produces hope. If we look up instead of allowing it to take us down, it will work good things. And so what can go wrong? We have God working for us. He's doing everything for our good. We have God's love getting shed abroad in our heart. And then it seems like something comes, and it's just like, okay, where's God? Like, the trial comes, and you lose your way. You just come to a dead end. And it's like, I don't feel God. I don't know how he's working. Where is God? And so I think A.W. Tozer puts it pretty well in his book. I want to read a paragraph from here, from The Pursuit of God. When religion has said its last word, there's little that we need other than God himself. The evil habit of seeking God and effectively prevents us from finding God in his full revelation. In the and lies our great woe. If we omit the and, we shall soon find God, and in him we shall find that for which we have all our lives been secretly longing. We need not fear that in seeking God only, we may narrow our lives or restrict our motions of our expanding hearts. The opposite is true. We can well afford to make God our all, to concentrate, to sacrifice the many for the one. I think that's where we often find ourselves, coming up against what we want and what God wants. And we want to pursue the many things in life that we think brings us happiness, that we think we're fulfilled in. You can pursue happiness all your life, but the fun ends when the bowl stops rolling and you go home empty and unfulfilled and you say, where's God? I don't know what's wrong. I've been searching my whole life. I'm not finding anything, because you're looking in the wrong places. And then trials come, you doubt God. You say, how can God be working? I don't see God. And you wish that God would just show you, like, how are you working in my life? But again, he wants us to pursue him, to find that relationship, to trust that he has our best in mind. And we often, whatever we pursue, whether it's things that we think fulfill us, like hunting. I enjoy hunting. I remember growing up, I thought that someday, my dad didn't go hunting, so we had to wait till we were 16. And I was like, I want to go hunting. I want to shoot a big buck. And that's going to be fulfillment. I was, look at the pictures and go, yep, if I can shoot a buck that big, I'll be happy rest of my life. And so I turned 16, I went hunting, and one day I shot this big buck. And in all my dreams, I had never dreamed I'd shoot a buck that big, because I didn't dare to dream that. And the whole way home, I was just like, when's the happiness gonna start? When's the fulfillment gonna set in? And never did. Let's turn to Jeremiah 29:11. Jeremiah 29:11-13. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And verse 11 is kind of the one I want to pull out. It says here in the King James, to give you an expected end. I think a better translation of that, it says, to give you future and hope. When we seek God, we don't narrow ourselves, we don't narrow our future. We find a future, we find hope. And that's what we're all looking for. A song that we sang at Bible school says, commit your ways to the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. How? Because in his love, he always wills what is best for you. In his wisdom, he always knows what is best for you. And in his sovereignty, he has the power to bring it about. You can trust God because he is trustworthy. He knows what is best for you. He has the best in mind. And he will bring it about if you seek him with your whole heart. God bless you.